Dragon's Dogma 2, the highly anticipated successor to the cult classic Dragon's Dogma, is out now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Steam. Dragon's Dogma 2 is a third-person action RPG boasting a richly detailed and deeply explorable fantasy world created using Capcom's RE engines, immersive graphics, groundbreaking character AI systems, and cutting-edge graphics. Dive into the vast and dynamic world where the Arisen is called upon to fulfill a forgotten destiny across the nations of Vermund, the Kingdom of Humanity, and Batal, the nation of Beastrin. Dragon's Dogma 2 revolves entirely around choice. Your choice, that is. From the sword and shield wielding fighter to the illusion conjuring trickster, there are over 10 unique vocations to choose from that all require experience to unlock new skills. And character customization is out of this world. Literally. Oh, and did I mention that the combat is really in-depth? It isn't just hacking at a giant's ankle for half an hour while you dodge roll attacks. You can engage enemies from a distance, climb up large foes, stab them in their weak points, use the terrain and trick, trip, or throw foes off high cliffs and raging waters. So visit DragonsDogma.com to buy the game and start your epic quest today. That's DragonsDogma.com to learn more.
This episode of the Rooster Teeth Podcast is brought to you by Onnit and their flagship product, Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain is the first fully balanced nootropic designed to increase focus and mental drive. For our listeners, get 10% off when you use promo code ROOSTER at onnit.com/gaming. That's onnit.com/gaming. This podcast is also brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 100,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/roosterteeth.
Welcome to the Rooster Teeth Podcast.
Hey!
Hey!
Live stream podcast that we have endeavored to put out. So I want to thank everyone for joining us online, taking time out of your busy day. This week we have...
Not so busy. Not too busy.
Miles, Gavin, and Bernie joining us.
Hey, everybody!
Hey!
I'm Joe the Cat.
Joe the Cat.
Right here. He's not long for this world. Joe the Cat decided...
Shut up! He's fine. He's fine.
...to puke all over our fucking set today.
No, he decided to puke.
Where? Right here?
Yeah, right there.
And I told you why. I told you why he puked all over everything. Is because the goddamn idiots gave him a whole bag of catnip.
They gave him the catnip.
It's fucking amateur hour.
Is that medical marijuana?
He threw up, so they gave him catnip to calm his stomach. It's like medical marijuana.
Oh, bullshit. Whose decision was that to give him catnip? Was it really?
Yeah, Kara, he also poured out the entire bag of catnip for him.
This, oh, my God.
He's stoned.
He's a
here, I'll take a picture of him for the linked up. He's completely out
just
of it.
Gauzed off his face.
Look so, yeah, so Gus is making us find a home for Joe the Cat, and I am I'm not too happy about it. Hey,
I'm
Joe.
Okay with it.
Well, here, yeah, here, Joe causes a lot of problems.
You know, I got to say something. There's a thing that happens at Rooster Teeth when people start working here. It usually is associated with production and the fact that we have free food all over the place here. Is that people tend to gain about 15 to 20 pounds when they first start working here.
15.
Joe the Cat is no exception. I tweeted a photo, or not tweeted, but I sent a photo to the guys in the annex, or as you call it, the annex.
The annex.
The back lot.
The back lot, which is the building where we shoot the podcast, and that's where Joe lives. I sent him a photo. Joe looks skinny as a rail. He looks like a happy little kitten, and now he's a big fat fuck.
That's one of us. One of us.
It's for his own health that he needs to leave.
So you're really
so he's not vomiting, and so he goes back down to a healthy weight.
There's two people in this company who hate Joe the Cat, and it's you and Matt.
Newsflash. There are Brandon way more than two people who hate that cat.
Who hates the cat?
There might be two people who like that cat.
No, I love the cat. No, dude. The cat has like a jihad out on everybody here in the back. Like, there was pissing on backpacks. There was throwing up everywhere. especially Brandon. Yeah, he targeted Brandon for like 3 weeks.
The worst thing is when I come to the back lot and I need to plug a USB cable into a computer, I have to be careful not to touch the floor because I'm guaranteed that cat has pissed everywhere. It smells like ammonia and cat vomit everywhere. It's so fucking gross.
It's gross.
I must not smell it. I think the cat's fine.
It's more of a file.
It's because you're never in the back lot.
Let's take a vote. Let's take a vote of cast members on the podcast today. Does Joe the Cat stay?
Yeah.
All in favor, Joe the Cat staying.
Yeah. I'm gonna say yes, but just because I want to see Brandon suffer.
Well, also Joe the Cat votes for himself, so you guys are outvoted 3-2. So Joe the Cat stays.
I hate him, but Joe. I'm okay with him staying over.
That's
here.
A quorum. Yeah, Joe's been on more. He's been on as many live action podcasts as anybody else.
He's a star.
That's true. We got to end that.
He's a staple. He's a staple cast member. You can't get rid of him now.
We'll never get rid of him because his hair's all over this freaking couch.
We have a couple of events coming up pretty soon. I'm curious to see how we handle the podcast, since we're gonna have people coming and going quite a bit. We have New York Comic Con.
Who's going to New York Comic Con?
I want to say that's Matt, Kathleen, Monty, and Ray.
Why isn't Michael going to New York Comic Con?
He was going to go, but I think something came up, and he couldn't go after all.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's what I was told. And then we're going to MCM Expo in London, and I believe that's Jeff, Gavin, and Ben. Y'all be three manning it.
Yay.
I think that y'all have a panel at MCM.
Oh, do we do?
I think they're launching like an internet portion of the expo. I think they're calling it VidFest.
Sweet.
And so I think you two are going to be up
there.
Let's
get drunk and do a panel.
Is MCM Expo, is that Comic-Con London? Is that also called Comic-Con there?
No.
No?
No.
I went with Gus last year.
I might prove you wrong.
That was a good time.
That was horse shit. Didn't you guys show up and none of the merchandise showed up?
I mean, aside from the convention, it was
so
a good time.
None of our merchandise showed up. And then, you know, we had to deal with customs. It was stuck in customs. They didn't get the clearance forms in time. It was like this whole multi-layered fuck-up. So this year we thought, we're going to send our stuff way in advance. It'll get there plenty of time. What, is it called Comic-Con?
London MCM Expo, London Comic-Con.
Late.
That's what it's called. Maybe Comic-Con isn't as strong a brand in the UK.
Comic-Con's not a brand. It's just a
company.
That New York Comic-Con's not affiliated with San Diego Comic-Con.
It's not?
No, they're just Comic-Con.
Well, this is
Rooster really confusing. This is Rooster Teeth.
What are you talking about?
Comic-Con is not a cohesive brand.
It's not?
No. It's just a generic term.
That's bullshit.
So San Diego Comic-Con is something. New York Comic-Con is something. Fucking Austin Comic-Con is actually run by Wizard World.
Really?
Yeah.
And don't they put like they're not affiliated with or whatever? I couldn't believe when I found out that Comic-Con, what we call Comic-Con, which is San Diego Comic-Con, that's hard to say a bunch of times, that is a non-profit organization.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, dude.
That's pretty cool.
No, why is that cool? What is cool about that?
I don't know. I just think that
So when you hear nonprofit, you assume it's charitable?
I assume they're not as big of dicks, maybe? I don't know. Yes?
Profits equals dicks.
Profits are dicks. So, okay, we got socialist.
The Miles Luna School of Economics.
Yeah, for
Miles
the people.
Luna over here.
Oh, where's your glass?
For the people.
My glass.
So, yeah. So we decided to send our stuff to London way in advance. Guess what? It's caught up in customs again. But
it is
luckily,
not.
We have a month to figure it out. So
the bad thing is about last time is that it all made it to the country and it was sat in customs, ready to clear customs. But then they went home for the weekend.
Yeah. So I can safely say here that these are what were causing us the most trouble. We sent griff balls to London.
You're mailing bombs to London.
If they get through customs in time in the next 3 weeks, these will be for sale at MCM Expo in London.
Is it really the griff balls causing the problem?
The griff balls are causing the problem because they came from overseas where they were manufactured. And it's like dealing with three countries importing fabrics. It's like...
Really? It's not... Yeah, there's all these weird rules of
export.
It's fucking
crazy.
But it's not because it's a bomb, right?
No, it's not because it's a bomb. We're also going to Australia. We're going to Supernova in Adelaide and Brisbane.
And who's going to that?
Kathleen, Chris, and...
Carrie. Chris and Carrie are doing something really cool, which I don't know if we can talk about
yet. No, we should
yet.
Not talk about that.
But they're doing something really cool associated with being down under, which is going to be a lot of fun.
So with all these people coming and going, I'm curious to see how the podcast is affected.
If you're thinking about going to any of those events and you can, I would say New York Comic Con in particular might be a good one to go to because we'll be showing something that we've never shown before at New York Comic Con. Do we have a panel at New York Comic Con?
No, we're on the waiting list.
Okay.
So if one of the other panelists, then we're in. We're really? Like, we're like the vice president. We're ready to step in.
Let's find like the most like... company that's in the most tentative position and try to like run them out of business really quick so we can get a panel.
So we are booth 1106 at New York Comic Con, which is pretty much the exact same place we were last year if you saw us there.
How are we going to show that thing if we don't have a panel?
I don't know.
Ask that question
Everybody
to all of you.
Everybody around an iPhone or something?
No. We'll figure something out.
We'll hang out at a bar.
Yeah.
Did we ever talk about, we were at a convention probably a year ago, where we went on an adventure to get ice from an ice machine.
No, we never talked about that.
How...
We were like super drunk and we needed ice.
Yeah, so we were drinking in Gus's hotel room. It was towards the end of the convention, and we needed ice. And Gus, for some reason, is in his boxers at this point.
Jesus,
in the hotel room. So there's no ice machine on our floor. So we have to walk all the way up some stairs to an ice machine.
We walked up two flights.
Two flights of stairs. I've got video of all of this. I don't know if we've never posted it.
No.
Maybe one day.
RT Life.
RT Life. And so Gus is like standing there for ages getting all this ice. He's like... And then I'm bored, like filming stuff, like filming his boxes. And then, no, regular speed stuff. And then we walk back into the hallway, and I'm like, Gus, go run to there and back. Give me the ice. Just run there and back in your boxes. And he goes running off, and I just see him like disappearing down the hallway. And then he like does this thing with his arms and spins around and comes running back. And we're both drunk at this point. I start running towards him, but I've got the ice, so it's like, and I'm like running, and we're like getting closer and closer. I slam into him, and the ice just goes. All over.
It was one of
everywhere.
The most satisfying sounds I've ever heard is that collision and the ice is going crunch.
I would just love to see that from the peephole of the door that we collided. Imagine seeing that. Just two dudes just like.
I'm trying to cover and a bucket why you would of ice. Do that.
I don't know. I like
here,
to.
This is why.
Yeah.
Here.
Okay. Cheers, dude.
And then, like you said, I was already in my boxers. And then about 5 minutes after we got back to the hotel room, we started wrestling. And then, like, the next day I had to the next day I had to get on a plane, and I got to the airport, and I was like, oh, why does my back hurt? I went to the bathroom at the airport, and my back was just bruised to shit. I had giant welts all over my back because this fucking asshole was punching me.
Do you bruise easily?
No,
because
I don't.
We used to go, remember we used to go play paintball, you and I? We would go to these, like, three-day-long scenario paintball events where, we would be out, like, the middle of the night, like, crawling through the forest, and some people would bring tanks out there. And these, like, ferrets and jeeps and all this
you
stuff.
Can't say that.
A ferret is some kind of military vehicle. I have
pictures of way more adorable. Like,
you also have
first they wave of just small rodents and cardboard tanks.
Motion-sensing automated defense turrets.
What? Yep.
There was, like, so it was, like, imagine, like, the tripod that those cameras are on, but with a paintball gun on it and a motion sensor. And if it sensed motion, like, the gun would whip around.
Good
God.
And then just start automatically shooting paintballs.
We should buy 10 of those and set them up in the lobby. Of Rusty. See what happens.
So you guys are shot every time.
We're in Aliens, don't they set up turrets like that? Like down the hall?
Yeah.
That's one of the awesome. Deleted scenes in Aliens.
Yeah. That's the director's cut.
Yeah,
which
the director's
is way
cut.
Way better movie.
It's a longer movie.
Yeah. Better, though.
Yeah.
Because you got cool turrets.
In fact, we're dealing with something like that now because I think the final length of RVB season 10 is, I want to say, 2 hours and 45 minutes.
It's a long movie.
And longer than season 3.
Yeah, it is. Season 10 is our longest one. And we're trying to figure out when we're going to show this thing theatrically. We're probably going to do another premiere night at the Alamo. But we're thinking we should probably cut it down from 2:45 to like 2 hours.
Well, you've done that in the past. You cut down season 3 for a New York screening that I went to.
Season 1 also had an abbreviated version. Do you remember that?
I think we abbreviated down to an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a one-hour version.
I think it's like an hour 35.
It's shorter than that, isn't it? I thought it was like 80.
Is it?
I think the original runtime's 80. There's a 60-minute cut that I've seen.
Do you find it hard to edit down your own stuff?
I mean, especially with the animation, it's like it's mm-hmm. it is what it is. You know what I mean? You've edited it down already. The hard part is now there's so much more music in Red versus Blue. Once you start layering in music, it becomes really hard to edit around that.
Right.
Really, because so much of
especially
stuff is
the way
timed
Monty
to the music.
Monty works with his timing to music. Bits of music and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and Jeff Williams as well. Yeah.
Just cut out all the dialogue. Make like one bitchin' like music video that's all like super action. Just cut all the reds and blue stuff. Just cut the original characters.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Do that to me.
How dare you. You know, that paintball events that we would go to, that's where I established my love affair with night vision goggles because people would be out there in the middle of the night. One guy had like I don't know how to describe it. It was basically like a stick with a TV on it. And he would just sit here and look, and it was completely black, and this guy was holding like a view finder for the rest of the world. Like you just look around, and you'd sit behind him, and he'd look, and you'd see some dude like creeping with a paintball gun. Everybody would go pop, 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 and shoot him.
Yeah, he'd have like three dudes with guns behind him, like looking at the screen, and then when they'd see something, they'd all like turn and start firing in that direction.
You make me feel really ghetto. Like my friend and I had one paintball gun that we shared, and it was literally one of us would take turns shooting at the other one that would like run across the field and be like, "How many times can we hit you? Okay, now switch." We just had jeans.
And I'm making you feel ghetto? That's ghetto, dude.
No, you're making me feel like I do like shitty stuff because you were going out.
You do shitty stuff. That's the definition of something shitty.
That's pretty shitty.
You had one gun and you
have a mask. Were you like? Did you cover your eyes and your mouth?
There was a time where we just wore like those speedo swimming goggles because that was all we had at the time. We weren't dumb.
That is
we were
ghetto.
Just poor.
How was that? I was dumb.
Well, I mean, it's not as dumb as just going without.
Well, we get hit in the mouth with a paintball. Well, your teeth will go.
Well, like at your high school, like when the defense came off the field, did they have to change helmets with the offense? Like trade off? They have to share helmets with somebody. Like the wide receiver had to hand off to the tight end
or
something
like that?
Do I look
like the type of guy that would go to football games? Let's be real.
Yeah, I found this out about Miles. He knows nothing about sports. We were talking about...
Really?
He didn't know who the owner of the Dallas Mavericks was.
Oh, yeah,
I did.
And you did, or whatever.
I don't know sports. sports. I have a, my roommate is like a huge sports fan, and like he'll go out and, you know, he'll run a few errands and he'll leave, and he'll leave like football on the TV, and then when he gets back, there's like anime, and I have like my Sega in my hand. It's just like, I don't know, it's, we get along fine, but.
You're like the odd couple.
Yeah, pretty
like,
much.
From football to anime, that's you, a pretty far ball.
You were talking about your bruise. People are always amazed when I tell them this, but I've never had one.
What?
In my life.
You are inviting a world of shit.
Thank God Jack's on the podcast.
The other day,
for many reasons.
We were doing AWU, and I decided to climb up on my chair and then onto Jeff's shoulders.
Obviously.
And I fell off backwards, and I landed on the arm. Like, I went from the height of Jeff's like ceiling to on the arm of the chair on my shoulder. Really hurt for about 4 days, but there's no bruise. There's nothing ever visible. It feels like it's bruised, I guess, but
how do you know what a bruise
one.
Feels like if you've never had one?
It feels tender, like it hurts.
We're gonna bruise you.
No,
punch me right now. Let's not
talk about why every podcast we talk about hurting you in some way. We're not
gonna
do that.
I invited this one.
Yeah,
I know you did. No, we're not doing it. But have you ever? Let me ask you this: have you ever had a headache
from drinking? Yeah.
Yeah, I went the first 25 years of my life and I never had a headache. I never even had a hangover.
Did you think you were gonna die like during your first headache?
People would talk about headaches and I thought like, oh, I guess I think I've had one, and then I finally had just a regular headache and I was like, oh, yeah, that's what it is.
You were like Bruce Willis in Unbreakable. You're like, I guess I've never been sick. I've never really been hurt.
Can I say I haven't gotten sick in a long time?
You're an idiot.
Nope. Fuck you, because all of you guys got sick. And I knew it. Michael got sick. He was like patient zero, and then everyone
He's
around
been
him
sick
got
for
sick.
For like 2 weeks at this point.
Yeah, Jeff's sick too, right?
Everyone's sick.
You say it with such disgust.
Are you sick?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's that healthy British immune system.
No, I thought you were one of the guys who went down. I thought you had a...
I had a sore throat for like a day, and that was good.
And you're like, eh, I can't be bothered.
Well, I always find that it's mental. Because sometimes if you feel like you're getting sick, you just start feeling it, and then you give in and you become sick. But the last few times I've had that feeling, I've just been like, I'm not doing it. I'm not gonna do it this time, and I'll skip it. I'll get like a bit groggy for a day, and then it's whoop, straight back up.
Really?
I haven't been sick for years.
You would make the world's shittiest doctor. Because that'd be your advice. Like, oh, you're getting sick? Yeah, just don't do that. Just, you know,
imagine
do that
you're
less.
Not sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Fine.
But you can cure hiccups that way. Have you ever done that where you just... what are you laughing at?
Well, I imagine someone coming to you, and they say, Dr. Free, I have cancer. And you go, oh, I got that. Stop. Give it up.
Just cut it out. Just stop it.
If you think of the next hiccup, if you wait for it, it will never come.
Like, absolutely not true.
No, it's
that's
true.
Not true at
Sometimes,
all.
Sometimes like you'll think about something else, you'll be talking, it'll be like, you'll just get it. It will just interrupt you. If you do nothing else other than focus just on the next one and just be ready for it, just be ready to pounce, like, it will never happen, and then you'll never have hiccups.
What exactly would you pounce?
I don't know. Just be ready to, like, not be caught off guard by it, because a hiccup always catches you off guard.
You know how they always say you can scare someone with hiccups and it stops the hiccups?
Yeah.
One time I saw my dog had the hiccups. I'd never seen a dog with hiccups. And I was like,
I like where this
he's
is
got
good.
The hiccups. And he was like just sitting there on the floor like hiccuping. So I jumped up and started screaming at him. And he like started running around all panicked. Didn't hiccup again.
I didn't know.
Cried a lot, but no hiccups.
The dog.
Scarred mentally for life, but fine.
but
he doesn't let me pet him anymore, but you know, whatever.
I can cure my hiccups. If I get hiccups, I just drink water in a certain way. I don't know how to
do it. Drink out the other side of the cup.
Nope, I just drink it and swallow in a certain way, and my hiccups are gone. Every single time.
That's what she said.
No, she never said that. She never talked about her hiccups ever. Hey, I want to point something out. So last week on the podcast, we started taking questions from the audience and interacting with the audience via chat. That was a big mess.
That was crazy.
So we're not doing that. We actually have Barbara right over here off camera, off screen, and she is on Twitter right now. I think it's on screen. They're telling people to tweet to #RTPodcast.
#RTPodcast.
Why'd you call it pound?
It's a pound symbol. It's a pound sign.
Because it's weird, because on the British keyboard, that thing isn't there, but it is a pound, but the currency of a pound.
Really?
So I just get confused when you call it pound. I'm thinking you're talking about...
You don't have that hashtag thing?
We do. It's somewhere else.
Oh, it's somewhere else.
On the keyboard.
Yeah, we don't have the pound symbol anywhere. Nowhere. I just found out on the iPhone, you can hold down letters to get other options.
Yeah. You can hold down... I guess you wouldn't need to because everything's .com. But in England, it's all .co.uk and stuff like that. So you can hold down .com and it'll give you .co.uk.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
If you have the British keyboard turned on.
I guess, does that work for the US one? I guess
if you hold down .com, it gives you .net, .org, and .edu, I think.
Really? I didn't know that. I always miss that .com key. It's only on there sometimes, so I always miss it.
My friend started correcting the word the, but the E has a weird accent above it. Like if I mistype the, it corrects it to the right word, but with the wrong accent.
Weird.
I wonder
how that started.
Do you think someone set up an autocorrect for you?
Oh, no, he did that online, didn't you? We gave each other keyboard shortcuts we weren't allowed to look at.
We played shortcut roulette, basically, where he gave me his phone, and I set up shortcuts in his phone, and mine was brilliant, and it hit you like 4 months later.
Yeah. You changed the word party to a threesome with a dude I just met.
So he said, do you want to go to... Because I wanted to pick a word that ended a sentence, typically. Yeah. It's like, what are you up to tonight? I'm going to a party. It was... If he wrote party, it changed it to threesome with some dude I just met. Do you want to come along? And unfortunately, when it came up 4 months later and it finally hit him, he was texting me.
Oh.
So I was like, God damn it, because I wanted him to text that.
You know when something's funny on text and you do ha-ha, but a lot?
Yeah.
No. He just did like, ha-ha-ha. Two lines of it.
My phone autocorrects now to if I do more than three ha's, it autocorrects it to like eight ha's that are all capitalized.
That must have been what he's got. It does mine to you. Ha 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 ha. Space, aha.
Do you know why we discovered that you can make shortcuts on your phone? Because this annoyed both Gus and I. When we're playing MMOs, when you're going to meet someone in a different part of the world, you say, I'm on my way. But the abbreviation for that is OMW, on my way. Well, on the iPhone, if you type in OMW, it expands it to write on my way. But it gives it an exclamation point.
Yeah. Makes you sound really enthusiastic.
It also,
capitalizes the O in on. So if you're at like OMW, it's like capital O on my way exclamation mark.
Yeah, it's that exclamation point. It's that false enthusiasm that it puts on you.
Yeah,
so I had to hunt it down and get rid of that.
I had to show me how to do that because I don't know how to do that.
I had to get rid of it like 10 times. I go to remove it, it would be gone for a day, and then it would come back. And it took me about a month to finally fully get rid of it.
Autocorrect just decides to use my version of spellings whenever I'm like drunk and out on the town. Like tonight, if I spell tonight one letter wrong, it turns it into T-O-N-I-G-T, all caps again. And I only use all caps if, like, typically when I'm downtown with people. I feel like yelling. I have to yell over my phone because it's really loud.
Do you know how to caps lock your phone?
Yes.
I didn't know that existed either.
I felt like a genius.
Oh, how do you do that?
Double tap the shift and it caps locks it.
You don't know that?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I totally knew that.
Happens all the time.
Because it's impossible to shift A on that keyboard because it just detects, like, the same push.
I feel like some sort
what
of
do you mean, you shift
you don't
an
have
A.
to hold shift, you know that, right?
You just tap shift.
And you just
double tap it.
What? What are you doing?
God.
Are you going like this?
I'm holding it down. But because my thumb is, I'm holding down shift and it's so close to the A that I can't press A without
you hold down shift
like
on a phone keyboard?
Yeah, I thought that's what you had to
I'm
do.
I'm going to blow your mind. Look, here, watch. Shift A. That's it.
Yeah.
You're going like this.
Man. That is so dumb. That is unbelievable. That's awesome even for you, Gav.
Okay.
So I added a bunch of shortcuts to my phone once I found out about that. So pretty much like I find when I'm driving and I want to text people, I tend to send like 80% the same text. Like I'll be right there in 5 minutes, you know, or if I'm in Los Angeles, I'm running about a half an hour late because of traffic. So I just put all three-letter symbols like CCC, AAA, all that, and then expands like something like CCC on my phone is, sorry, I'm driving in the car right now and I can't text. So I just expand that, you know? So it's just like really quickly I can tap out a text while I'm driving, which I know is bad, but what the fuck
you have
to
Siri
do?
To talk. Dictate.
Yeah, I thought you guys were big fans of Siri. When
Who the fuck is a big fan of Siri?
When
you
it came
said
out,
that.
Everybody was making a big fucking deal about Siri and
yeah.
made me feel bad with my iPhone.
Because they showed it, were you trading with your friend? Like taking turns? He would hold the phone and you would dictate to him and then you would trade back? No, but Siri's awful because this is a total... We were trying to find out the biggest first world problem.
Yeah.
And I think up until this one, I said the biggest first world problem is I can't find businesses that will take $100 bills. Like they won't change them. That's the biggest first world problem. But now my new one is Siri doesn't work as well when it's connected over my in-car Bluetooth system, because when I dictate to the microphone on the car, it doesn't understand it as well. That
wow,
is
that
is
yeah,
less
like
than that.
Yeah, that is the ultimate first world problem. But no, Siri's a piece of shit. She's pretty good for making appointments and setting alarms, but if you want to dictate to her and have her, you know, transcribe a text you want
like
to send.
You call it her.
Yeah, but, no, I find that weird.
Well, it's a female really? Voice.
Yeah, but I know, but something about it's about not a real.
The, well, mine's one a good thing voice. Is it can read text well. So if you get a text and you're driving, you
yeah,
can,
but
you
does it do that?
Yeah.
No.
Mine sounds like a really posh dude.
Yeah, yeah, you have the British.
Yeah.
You have the male one.
Uh-huh.
See, I
have to read my text like a commoner.
What phone do you have?
I have the iPhone 4.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, we still okay.
It's awesome. I had a flip phone for. from when I was 16 to like a year ago, and then I got the iPhone 4. I miss flip phones. I like being able to hang up on something.
That was
like
satisfying.
That.
Did you upgrade to iOS 6?
Yes, I did.
Phone? Are you happy about that?
For the most part, yes. I haven't had any problem with maps like most other people. Mm-hmm. The thing I'm most unhappy with is the podcast app is broken, and when you listen to an enhanced podcast like the Rich Teeth podcast, the pictures we put in and the links we put in aren't working.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Loud.
So, but if you still get the audio, or if you listen to it in iOS 5 in iTunes instead of the podcast app, then it still works. It's just in the podcast. So the Apple technology that they invented and pushed doesn't work in the app on the product that they invent and push.
Pretty much anything that's going to be used.
Way to fucking go.
What they've also taken away is I can scroll down on all the podcasts I subscribe to. There's no button for like download new podcast.
Yeah, you can subscribe
and it would like get all of them. But what if I just want to see where the podcast is on iTunes? On the other one, it'd be like just get more episodes and it would flip around and you'd have all the podcasts to pick which one you want.
You can do that.
How?
Yeah, you just go to the podcast, you click on it, and then there's like a little down button. You just click on the one you want.
Yeah, it's an arrow pointing down, literally.
Today's podcast is all about.
You don't have to hold one button and then push another.
You know, you can make phone calls on this too, right? You know that? It's amazing.
Here, let me read this thing here. I want to remind everyone that this podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks, with more than 100,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. For our listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service. One audiobook to consider is The Road by Cormac McCarthy. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/roosterteeth. That's audiblepodcast.com/roosterteeth. See, I give a.
That's why Mark Cuban came up in conversation before the podcast. Mark Cuban's company, I forget the name of it, I'm going to say it's like 34 Productions or something like that.
Maverick guy.
They were the people who made The Road into the movie with Viggo Mortensen. Mm-hmm. Which is, if you've never read The Road or seen the movie, it is a post-apocalyptic adventure, but that's not really especially any kind of sci-fi, you know? It's kind of look similar to Book of Eli, that kind of world where everything's just desolate and
terrible. Almost like a Western.
Yeah, man, and it's like a traveling road trip, awful, terrible movie about a guy with his son just trying to make it through this horrible world, and it's just, it's more
feel good movie of the year.
Mortifying. But there is a passage that is at the end of that book, and I'm not going to, of course, spoil it, but it is one of the most poignant things I've ever read in any book ever. I love Cormac McCarthy in general. In fact, I was a little disappointed to see that some of his other books are not yet on Audible.com. But there must be something about him as a publisher because it took forever for his books to come to some of the e-readers as well. Yeah, so hopefully we'll get there.
That. So one of the cool things I've noticed also that an iPhone does is it tracks your current period of calls and all that stuff, but also lifetime. So like the whole time you've owned an iPhone, I've had like nine days on the phone or something. I didn't know what that lifetime one was until I got the next iPhone and it all carried over. And I'm a big fan of like lifetime stats now. I'm on that for everything.
It's like the high scoreboard.
Yeah, I want to start a business based on a weighted toilet seat where...
Go on.
It'll be called shitstats.com, right? It's my new business. Nope. And it like weighs each dump you take and the duration. And then over your whole lifetime, you'll be able to see like longest
what,
poo.
What I might
like
be, what I'd be more interested in...
Do you
in,
shit
like,
on the toilet seat?
No.
That's all I heard from that.
It's measuring the difference in your weight pre and post...
No, I'm not like taking
so
dumps
the other
the
thing
toilet
I'd,
seat.
The other thing I'd be interested in is it could measure the volume of the water in the tank and measure the volume of your poop.
Let's make this
dude,
happen.
We're
no.
Kickstarter.
Do you have? I've never thought of this once. Like one time
dude,
out of all the times I've pooped.
I want to do this to everything I spend so much time doing. I have to do. Like I have to do a poo.
Why don't you weigh all your food and then weigh yourself?
Well,
that's it.
Well, that's just ridiculous. I'm not going to do that because that requires me to do something. If it's a toilet seat that just does it as I'm going about
my life, there's our new first world problem.
My toilet seat doesn't tell me how much shit.
What would you use the information
for? Why not?
Just like interested. It's just like, okay, what is the most I got out in the shortest period of time?
It's like, if you can
like,
track a
time
stat,
to weight ratio of dump.
Do you mean like over days or like in one session?
Like, it wasn't your shortest ever poo, but you shat the most that time compared to how long you were on it.
If you can track a stat, why would you not track it? You could
find
exactly. Something
lifetime
like,
stats.
Like, that's why I think volume is better because you cannot measure volume of urine by weight, but you can measure it by volume in the.
Why can't you measure volume of urine by weight?
If you stand, there's no way for the seat to weigh you to know how much your weight has changed.
Well, I pee sitting down a lot, but yeah.
But I think volume is the way to go.
It'd just be interesting.
You guys are one step away from like a Howard Hughes, like saving your piss in jars, wearing Kleenex boxes on your feet.
We should weigh our fingernails as well. Like, what's the biggest chunk of thumbnail you've ever
clipped
off?
Like stuff that you won't look at until you're on your deathbed, and you'll just be thinking there, wow, I wasted a lot of time sleeping and doing twosies.
Oh, let's see. That was cool.
let's see like the final stats. It's like game over. Here's what you achieved. Here's your performance report.
Do you know who was supposedly?
And then you can compare it to all the people dying around you.
Plus, also,
what was your biggest dump?
Well, it would be interesting. It's like over a lifetime.
Jesus, why?
How big of a difference is there between food eaten and waste produced?
Right.
Like, what's the delta on that?
Although, would you have to eat all your food on the toilet seat, though?
No, you'd have to find a way to weigh your food ahead of time.
All I'm saying is that thing, that invention that you just came up with, is probably the next version. Would then have Wi-Fi built into it. If that was the case, I would never log on to Facebook ever again. Because they had like a button to share.
Connect with Facebook?
Oh my, dear, fuck that.
Gavin just took a huge deuce.
Good Lord.
Shit stats. There you go, Gavin.
Shit my toilet says.
So
Christ. I thought of stupid shit during the day.
Finally, Tumblr would be relevant to people. What would you do with the information? Like, if you found out this was the record breaker.
It's interesting information. Just unique.
It's not.
No, I think stats are really interesting.
Yeah.
Like, you play a video game. You fire how many bullets, and, like, they track all that
and
stuff.
And you can compare. Like, would you be interested how much you've slept compared to another man of your age?
Okay, now listen. That I do. Like, there's that's a function of the Fitbit. So when you can wear the Fitbit at night on an armband, and it'll show you over time your sleep patterns and when you wake up or whatever. There's even now I'll look at the name of it. I think it's called a Zeno or something. It's a headband you can wear, and it connects to your alarm clock wirelessly so that when you're awake, the alarm clock wakes you up. Like closest to your time of when you want to wake up.
You can do that with an app as well. It detects your movement in the night. And
you set it on the bed.
Yeah, and because I guess sleep moves in similar 4-hour cycles or something, it picks the best 20-minute window to wake you up.
I can't keep my phone next to me at night. It's my alarm in the morning, so I just hit snooze. Yeah. I have to go on like a crazy adventure every morning in order to just get out of
bed. I just don't want a phone near my head.
Like, it's a Zio.
That's
what it is. A Zio headband. I don't know if you can see that or not.
Speaking of having a phone near your head, so Erin's in France right now, and the French family that she's staying with believes in what they keep referring to as the waves. They turn off the internet at night, and they turn off all the phones in the house at night because they're afraid of the waves that get in your head. Like,
yeah.
They were mortified that, like, she slept with her, like, she used her phone as an alarm. I feel like that's just, I don't know, I feel like that's crazy. Am I crazy?
Radio waves
crazy?
Are hitting you anyway. I guess there's less, but your phone puts off radiation, too. I don't know, it's all disputable. There's studies that say that talking on the phone a lot increases the odds for brain tumors, but they're really inconclusive.
Well, do you know about fan death? You must.
You're
married to a Korean woman. You must know about fan death.
What's fan death?
Fan death is a widely held belief in South Korea that if you have a fan running in a room while you sleep, you'll die.
Yep. Die of what?
You'll die of fan death. It's called fan death.
I believe the thought is that it sucks the air out of your body,
Something like that.
Out of your lungs, and you suffocate.
Fan death.
It's like an air dehydrator.
Exactly.
Fan death is a widely held belief in South Korea that an electric fan left running overnight in a closed room can cause the death of those sleeping inside. All fans sold in South Korea come with an automatic timer that turns the fan off after a certain number of minutes. In general, scientific consensus holds that fan death is a myth.
So you think that's a load of rubbish, right?
Yes.
Would you sleep with 100 fans aimed at you?
I sleep with a fan on high at my face.
But I probably couldn't sleep with 100 fans on me. It'd be like too much wind. too much noise.
I always think about, we were talking about zero gravity last week and space gravity, but I always wonder what it'd be like to have to like strap in and sleep in zero gravity.
Mm.
That must be a weirdest thing, like this, that floating feeling, but you're sleeping.
Isn't there that thing astronauts have to do where they have to vibrate themselves, otherwise their bone density drops or something like that?
I think you're right. Yeah,
they have to sit on a vibrating chair.
I don't know what they do to combat it, but I know that like bone density loss is a problem when prolonged zero G.
They land back in gravity, and all of a sudden their legs are really weak from just floating around.
It'd be great if they had like one astronaut. That's his job, is to vibrate everybody else. He's like, thank you.
Good job, Frank.
But I think it's like when I was reading about manned missions to Mars and how long that would take and everything they would do to combat just the effects of being in deep space for a long period of time. When they actually do get into low gravity, not just zero G, but actual low gravity. And they like there was all these mechanisms of like bungee treadmills where they would like, I think it was even thinking like is the waist, it would like almost like vacuum seal at their waist, so it would like simulate gravity via a vacuum. And then they would just run on a treadmill there. So
You could also do like a centrifugal force thing, where like a hamster wheel, where they put someone on it and it creates an artificial bit of gravity or something like that. I don't know. I'm sure they have smarter people working on it than just me.
So once again, we got to come up with a word for that. What is the word that is the faith that people more intelligent than me have analyzed this problem and have solved it?
Do you think NASA would be interested to know how much people's poops weigh? This might be. This has to be benefit
do.
For an astronaut.
Have that on the show.
They probably have to know.
I bet the army knows.
How much fuel does it cost to move like 2 pounds of turd?
Right. Do they make the astronauts to like go take a dump before you get on the space shuttle? Yeah, you're gonna save us $20,000 in rocket
Gavin,
fuel.
Gavin, think about that really logistically.
What?
Why would they have to know how much the poop weighs?
What do you mean? Every single thing inside the space shuttle is as light as it can be because it costs so much money and fuel.
Where does the poop come from, Gavin? I mean,
I'm like, talking about
they
food.
Put the food on the ship.
Yeah, they don't want to put extra poop on. If they've already eaten it, they're bringing in more than they need.
He's talking about takeoff.
Yeah.
The astronauts are weighed. The astronauts weigh what they weigh, complete with poop. The food that they put on the ship weighs as much. They don't go into space and poop comes from them.
No, but if they can dump on the ground and they can lose 5 pounds of weight from everyone dumping.
They weigh them before they get in the goddamn shuttle.
Why are they weighing them for at that point? They've already built the shuttle. They've already put the fuel.
Why would they weigh the poop?
They're not going to weigh the poop.
Every family does before you go on a vacation. You say, hey, go to the bathroom, take a shit before we go on this long trip.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to the moon and there's no rest stops.
We
did
that before the podcast. Everybody got to take a shit. We don't know how much shit this couch can handle.
It costs us our money to broadcast the extra weight.
So every thought process you have is pretty much below the waist. Every single thing that you think about. Thank God you don't have a hand gesture for poop. I wouldn't even want to see that level that you have for that.
We were talking about this before the podcast. So people with Tourette's that can't control things that they say, do you think people that are deaf, they speak in sign language, do they sign things?
No, they just make noises. Tourette's is not what you think it is. It's not always verbal.
Right.
It's
just a tick.
It's a twitch.
A tick. I don't know. I was just wondering.
I mean, they get Tourette's is like, I guess the funny version of Tourette's is that people can't control the fact that they say expletives, but
usually it's just like noises and whistles and
jerks. Right, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I think I read something on Reddit that said that people who are deaf and use sign language to communicate, that when they dream, instead of talking in their sleep, that some have been found to sign in their sleep.
You mean while they're sleeping, they're signing, they're not signing in a dream.
Right.
Yeah.
That they're sleeping and signing instead of like sleep talking.
Man, I hope in our lifetime we do get to the point where we can record and play back dreams, because that would be fucking awesome.
No, I'd be worried about. Well, I wouldn't show it to anyone.
I would just want to see my own. I wouldn't necessarily want to see anybody else's.
I have been dreaming like fucking crazy. I know I talk about it all the time. That alpha brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I had crazy dreams all night. I think it's driving my wife crazy because I think it makes me enter like a prolonged, deeper sleep because she says that whenever I'm taking it, I snore like a motherfucker. She said she just about killed me last night. Like, she said that her and the dog were up all night just staring at me.
That sounds like a creepy dream right there.
Do you ever wake yourself up snoring?
Like, yes.
From the noise?
I've done that on planes. I've never done it in my bed, though.
I find that I'm way more peaceful in my sleep when I can hear myself snoring.
You're way more peaceful.
Like, I'm much more relaxed. Like, I can hear myself snoring. Like, I can't really hear it, but I know I'm snoring, and it just fills me with just relaxation.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it seems like if you're aware of your snoring, you're not in as deep of a sleep.
It's weird. And I only know I'm snoring because like I'll be next to someone and they'll punch me for snoring.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know about what you're saying, but I do know that seeing a dog fart itself awake is like.
You see it farts itself awake and then it looks around to figure out who did that.
What the fuck was that?
If we have a couple minutes, I know we just wrapped up taking questions. I think Brandon wanted to show off some of the Best Of DVD, which just came out.
Okay, so that DVD is available at rushteeth.com/store right now. And it's also available, I think, exclusively at Target.
Yes.
That's our retail partner for the best DVD of RVD of all time ever, period. So you can buy it. Those are the only two places where you can get it, is Target and the Rushteeth store.
It's a really awesome DVD. It has a lot of, like, original content on it.
Also Barnes & Noble, so.
Is that true?
Yeah, Barb just tweeted that to me.
Smooth.
I almost called her Burp. because that's Barb in my contact list is listed as Burp Burp Dunkin Snacks.
I misspell her name frequently. I transpose the L and the E in Dunkelman. So just to avoid any confusion, I put umlauts and accents on every letter in her name.
Oh, is that why I got an email from her?
So now whenever I have to talk to Siri, if I say call Barbara Dunkelman, I have to say call Barbara Dunkelman. And that's how Siri says her name.
Do you repeat it back to you like that? Can you do it on your phone right now?
Let me see.
Because my car does that too. It's like
she repeats it.
I say call
Dunkin's
name. Call Barbara Dunkelman. No, it didn't work.
It doesn't work, man. I'm telling you, man.
Call Barbara Dunkelman.
Siri's camera shy.
Calling Barbara Dunkelman.
Barbara Dunkelman.
Now her phone's going to ring. We'll see if Barb's phone is on.
Hopefully I hung up on that. Okay, you did. So that's the most inconvenient part of having her name all fucked up.
I want to ask a question, right? I'm not a citizen of this country.
Thank God.
So... What do you mean, thank God?
Are you going to become a citizen? Is that what you want? Do you want to become an American?
I don't really know what the benefits are.
You can't get dual citizenship.
Why?
I don't think you can start off somewhere else and get dual American citizenship. I think you can start as an American and get dual. We talked about this once before. We had it all worked out.
I don't know.
Anyway, go ahead.
But I can't vote because I'm not an American.
Right.
But can I find someone who isn't going to vote and then pay them to vote?
You can't pay anybody to vote, no.
Legally. Can I, like, privately, can I wink and be like...
Sure.
Who do you want to vote for?
Obama.
Why? Obama?
Yeah.
What do you want to pay to do
be
that?
Be very careful, my friend. There are topics we avoid on this podcast.
Oh, Jesus.
I go for something like...
He's British, it doesn't count.
Personality, politics, right? Mm-hmm. I pick the dude I like. He's a nice dude.
There you go right there, Gus. Okay. I mean, how is that...
Okay.
Well, I want to point out,
like,
Gavin can't
Al
vote.
Green.
What's that?
He's somehow green on stage.
So that's it.
I would vote for him just for that.
Okay.
Legend.
Okay.
Because he sang Al Green. Really.
Like, don't worry about citizenship. You're fine.
So, like, do you vote every time the election comes up in the UK?
Yeah, I've only been up to vote once, though.
How often do you vote for Prime Minister in the UK?
Every 4 years.
Every 4 years.
I was really confused. I was really confused for 5 seconds. I was like, you can't vote for a queen, Bernie. I'm glad I'm not a citizen of England.
I'm glad you're not a citizen of London either, Miles.
So, wait a minute. So you vote for the Prime Minister every 2 years, but you've only been able to vote twice?
No,
so,
maybe it's every 4 years.
Every 4 years? Yeah. So, yeah, maybe once when you were 20, and then would you go back? You're going to be back. When is voting day, election day in the UK?
I don't know.
You really don't know. You made it through the British school system, and they didn't teach you when election day is.
Well, everyone was talking about it. They're like, oh, you're going to vote on Friday? And I was like, yeah, I'll go and do it. Popped down to the school. Went,
they don't teach, there's no, like, civics class or government?
Do you want the Prime Minister sing anything? I'll vote for him.
When do we vote in the U.S.? What month?
November.
How do you know that, but you don't know when you vote in your own country?
I'm surrounded by you.
But what does that mean? But you're not. You are now. Here, okay, let's find out.
Careful, your beer's going to fall right there, buddy.
Nah, it's good.
Okay.
Do you know what day in November we vote?
Tuesday.
God damn. And you don't know when you vote in your own country?
No, I don't.
That's crazy to me. I'm going to find out right now.
He's on his way to becoming an American citizen.
That is baffling to me. I mean, I don't know either, I live in the UK.
I think some people might not know if they always do early voting. Like, it's such a wide window you can vote in, it doesn't matter. You know, your vote still counts. I'm a huge fan of early voting.
The only reason I know more about the American is because you were talking about it last week, voting and stuff, and I haven't voted in England for over a year, and that was a long time ago. I don't remember.
Well, all right then.
So, Joe?
Joseph?
So, while you look that up, Bernie, I meant to mention earlier, and I forgot that...
No, it's all fucked up. There's no rhyme or reason to it.
Oh, does it always change or something?
It's based on when the Queen dissolves Parliament.
Well, it was...
She can do that? That sounds like something out of Star Wars.
I know, right?
Dissolve the Parliament.
It's typically on a Thursday. That's what they say.
Oh, yeah?
And a general election in the UK follows the dissolution of Parliament by the Queen on the advice of the Prime Minister of the day. The Prime Minister thus has the power to choose the date of the election. Thursday has been the customary day to hold elections since the 1930s.
So the last election was weird in that nobody won. So two parties came together.
Does that mean... Nobody won, like, the election.
It was Liberal Democrats and the Conservatives, and neither of them got enough votes to become.
So there was
leaders.
No ruling party.
Yeah, so they took the leader of the Conservative Party, David Cameron, made him Prime Minister, and took the leader of the Liberal Democrats, Nick Clegg, and made him Deputy Prime Minister.
You know, that's actually pretty typical in the U.S. For instance, Clinton he never received, nobody in that election received more than, I think, 40% of the vote. Because Ross Perot ran as a popular independent during both those elections. And so,
what, just to take some percentage?
Yeah, it takes a percentage, but he won what we call the Electoral College, which I don't even want to try to explain what that is.
I was listening to an NPR story the other day. I think it was on All Things
Why are you listening to NPR?
On the radio.
We were number three on iTunes last week. Number one was NPR, and you're fucking listening to NPR.
On the radio, not on the podcast.
Listen to our podcast in the car, you jackass.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
And they were attempting to explain the Electoral College. So it was someone who is explaining the Electoral College to listeners, and I still couldn't follow it.
Oh, I can explain it. It totally makes sense to me. Do you know, in this country, do you know you don't actually vote for president?
Right.
You vote for an electorate, basically.
Right.
And then that person goes and he says, I'll vote for Obama. Wink, wink.
But well, yeah, that's what happens.
But that person could show up and not vote. They can vote for whoever.
Yeah. Oh.
They can vote for you. No, maybe not you. You're not
that's
born in the U.S.
That's a system, isn't it?
I'd vote for you, Gavin.
What is the percentage of people who vote here?
Low.
Yeah, it's not
why is it so low?
Maybe 50%. I think it's I think it's amazing if it's 50%.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Why is it so low?
I think in local elections, like in City of Austin stuff, like for city council, they're lucky to get like 6%.
Easily single digits.
God.
All right, I'm going to look up voter turnout. Let's do it. What do you think in the last election? I think
the last election, which I think was a record-setting election.
A huge one, yeah.
I want to say was like 12%.
No.
People
no.
Like, hey, possible.
It's at least in the 30s.
Joe's stabbing me.
While you're looking that up, I wanted to mention this earlier. Onnit, who makes Alpha Brain, who's one of our sponsors this week, is having a sweepstakes.
Ooh.
So if you go to that onnit.com/gaming website, they are giving away some stuff. I forget exactly what it is.
Look
I think
that.
It's it's up downstream. Yeah. I think it's gaming lessons with T-Squared, a copy of Halo 4, and some other stuff. You can see it's there on the screen. We'll link dump it. So yeah, you can just enter to win. You don't have to buy anything. I think you just have to like them on Facebook or follow them on Twitter, I think is all you have to do. So check it out. You could potentially win some free stuff.
Man, liking on Facebook has become such a big deal.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You ever do that?
I
hate opening a packet of gum and it says like us, like our gum on Facebook.
I very first time anywhere was follow us on Pinterest. I've never seen that anywhere.
What is Pinterest?
It's girl Reddit.
It's girl Reddit.
Oh, is it? Reddit. I've not even heard of that.
Yeah, it's like.
It's actually
this wedding dress.
I don't even read Reddit. Reddit is too. It takes up too much time.
Saying no.
Pinterest is pretty awesome.
It's totally
actually.
Girl.
I think last year Pinterest had growth of something ridiculous, like 110,000%.
Yeah,
they grew crazy. Enormously last year.
110,000
and 70 about 70% of their audience is women. It's basically it's like pinboards where you just like grab stuff from the internet and you just pin it to your pinboard.
You can like stuff or favorite it or repin it. That's what it is. It's a repin and favorite.
I just don't. Yeah, the fact that there's repinning. I'm not even going to look at that now. No. I just don't like annoying phrases. Like
what about retweeting?
What's another annoying phrase?
Tweet is
but you're
annoying.
On Twitter.
I
agree with you on that.
People who aren't on Twitter, they can't stand it. They don't know why people are on Twitter. I'm like that with Tumblr. There are people who use Tumblr all day, and they live and die by Tumblr. I get on Tumblr, it's just like, it's a picture and a fucking, it's a thousand people just like saying, somebody liked this or reblogged it or over and over again.
So there's like a thing and a bit of text and then like a stack of people who did something with it.
And they don't even comment on it. They're just like...
You can't comment or you can't do anything. You can re-tumble it or whatever the fuck they do.
Tumble it back. Toss it through a tumble.
Just tumble it everywhere.
You
tumble dry it.
I hate it. I did not get Twitter for a long time. I finally figured it out. Chris and I had talked about it. It's like what makes Twitter great is it all depends on who you follow. Like for the longest time, I thought it was all a bunch of people like, oh, I had a cupcake today. Oh. I didn't understand why you would want to do that, why you would want to use Twitter. But if you follow, like, really funny people and entertainers and stuff, it's awesome.
I'd like you to know I actually did have a cupcake today.
Did you?
Awesome. Yeah.
Tweet about it?
Where'd you get a cupcake?
Good, you're a good man. Don't tweet about
it. I
don't want to read it.
Hey, he's going to tell us where you got a cupcake.
I went to Whippin.
You went to Whippin.
It's good.
Oh, that's a good place.
Had a little cupcake. Sprinkle of ginger on top.
It's a Whippin's like a local convenience store that's really well known because they have...
It's like Indian.
Can you stop fucking with your stuff?
No.
You understand you have a microphone attached to your shirt.
I do now.
Okay.
So it's a local convenience store that has an awesome
By the way,
collection.
I want to point out the fact that you're getting on miles about messing with his shirt. We spent the first 30 seconds of this podcast. Gus did not turn on his microphone.
Hey,
and why not?
At least it's on now. It's because I was pissing earlier. I didn't want you all to hear me pissing before we started recording.
We did 20 goddamn minutes of mic checks and audio tests. Gus, 3 minutes before the podcast goes on, he decides he's got to go to the bathroom and doesn't turn his mic back on. The guy who has to read our sponsorship ads.
I'll dub those. It'll be fine.
I don't want you to hear him slagging you off in the toilets like they do on live TV sometimes.
What?
Talking shit.
Okay.
I've done that before. I've been on a live mic and said some stupid shit once or twice. Yeah.
Nice one.
Well, you know, I don't know what I said, but then you look down and you see the mic and you're like, fuck.
So what was the voter turnout? You're going to be killing me.
Okay, so 2008, the voter turnout, that was Obama's election when he won, was 56.8. 2004, when Bush was reelected for his second term, 55.3. In fact, the lowest presidential one I can find is 1996, which was Clinton's second term, 49.1%.
I'm surprised that they're all that high. I'm really genuinely shocked.
So if you think about Clinton, I can look it up, but Clinton didn't get 50% of 49%. So less than 25% of the country voted for Clinton to come back in a second term. Hmm. I mean, it's always so funny because opponents of a president will always use that. They're like, oh, well, 75% of the country didn't even vote for him. It's like, yeah, but that's every president. You know, it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And I was surprised to find out that in Australia, you have to vote. And if you don't vote, you get fined.
Do it that way.
I saw a great poster from Canada.
Do it online.
Voters shut the fuck up. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, I like that. Voters shut the fuck up. Yeah, I also don't like the idea of forcing people who are completely uneducated to go in and just start mashing buttons because they like somebody's name. Let the people who are educated and impassioned go and do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't compel someone. Make someone go out of their way in order to make it count.
Yeah, but people... Yeah, I guess. What was the reason that America became independent from the English?
Taxation without representation.
What does that mean?
So the U.S. was taxed by the U.K., but had no representatives of parliament.
Yeah.
So they were being taxed without being represented. So
It was taxes.
Yeah, so it was taxes. They didn't want to pay it anymore. So they revolted.
Huh.
That's all it was. That's why, have you heard of the Boston Tea Party?
Yeah, well, they dumped until the tea.
That means there was a high tax on tea, so they figured rather than pay the import tax on tea, they'll just take it off the ship and throw it in the bay and ruin it.
Interesting.
Why did they dress up as Native Americans to do that?
I don't know.
What's that?
Why did they dress up as Native Americans to do that?
To symbolize America?
No.
What was America called?
What do you mean? What? Called America.
Well, what was it? Did the natives call it that?
Well, no. It's an Italian word. Right?
Yeah, it's named after Amerigo Vespucci, who was the first map maker to draw North America.
Knowledge over here.
Wow. I mean, that is...
He drew it and got it named after
him. Yeah.
That's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah.
But so when was it named that?
That must have been, I want to say, in the mid-1500s, maybe early 1500s.
Okay.
What did the natives call it? I don't know. There were probably many different natives and many different languages.
And so was it all one country to them?
No, there were no countries.
All one thing that they owned.
It was just the world, dude.
It was just the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. No, there was no, invisible walls, for states and stuff. It was just we're in a...
Do you think there's invisible walls for states now, Miles? Did those exist?
No, but you get what I'm saying, on a map,
Arbitrary lines.
Oh, there were no arbitrary lines. Yeah, that's shit that we...
That would be a fun thing I would like to do, and you would like this. I would like one state in America to draw their state line. they just set out, we're going to make our state line.
Well,
they
paint it
all the way around the...
Yeah, paint over a tree.
Exactly.
It should be like Kansas. That'd be super easy.
You know, it might be...
Was that just a ball?
It could be in our lifetime where they have some kind of thing where it superimposes that shit. Like on Google...
It would be like the first down marker in football games where you see the yellow line.
Yeah. That'd be badass.
So in the Declaration of Independence, right?
Go ahead.
There's something about all men are created... equal,
yes.
Right?
Yes, there's something about that.
Wasn't there slavery after that?
They were not considered people. This is a horrible thing to say, but that was the thinking at the time, that they weren't people.
They were property.
In fact, after the Civil War, they were defined as two-thirds of a person?
Three-fifths. And I want to say, that loops back to our conversation about the Electoral College. I believe that's why the Electoral College was set up, because former slaves counted as less votes, they needed this intermediary layer to count up all
thing,
to round all the votes.
But the Electoral College existed before the Civil War.
Did it? I think it was a side effect afterwards. I think there was an election, I want to say in 1804, where there was no clear winner. And I think the Electoral College was created. So, yeah, 1804, that would be before the Civil War.
What's so disturbing to me is that since the start of time up to, even the start of humans, that was very recent.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yes, David.
You sound like Joe the Cat on Catnip today.
That's mental.
Well, I mean, you're approaching this too from a standpoint of you can't believe this happened in America. But
no, you can't believe it happened anywhere.
It happened in pretty much every civilization too. I mean, the British Empire was a massive force of colonization everywhere.
Yeah.
In fact, there's an anti-Obama film that's out right now. God, what's the guy? It's the Indian guy who always is on Fox News. They made it. It's showing in theaters now. It's a total Obama, anti-Obama piece, and it talks about how this guy researched Obama, and essentially his philosophy on Obama is that Obama is anti-colonialism or anti-imperialism. That's where he comes from, because his dad was from Africa, which was a British colony, and so it's like everything that Obama does is to like wipe out imperialism and the shadow of imperialism across the world. It's just, yeah, I'll take another one, thanks. Anyway, I saw it. It's
I had not heard of that.
Regardless of content or the message it's trying to send, it's just, in my opinion, a terrible movie. It's just, I don't, you know, a lot of stuff in politics is that way. In America, though, it's like, it's not meant to really convince you of anything. It's just meant to support the people who already believe that, you know?
Yeah.
That's my problem with politics in America, is that people will sit there at dinner parties and have these heated political discussions, but no one's going to fucking change their mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Their mind made up.
I think politics is the polite way of telling people you know that you think they're stupid.
Yeah, that's why like I tried to stop Gavin initially when he started having that politics conversation. I know we all have different opinions about it. It's like, and I don't want to force to talk about it in front of people that we shouldn't even try to change their mind. You know, people have their own thoughts about it already.
And people take politics very, very, very seriously.
This is not the platform for that.
I know.
They do it on Facebook a lot too.
Everyone should chill.
I've just recently started using Facebook because Ben convinced me, and he was absolutely right. He convinced me to turn off we had a fan page for me, and I didn't even know how to run that thing. Like, I didn't know how to update it, and it was like you would like my fan page, but then I just could turn on subscriptions on my actual Facebook.
Well, I just didn't. I never liked the idea of a fan page.
Yeah,
but like Ben asked me if I wanted one. I said I don't want a fan page.
Yeah, I just link it to my Twitter.
Seems really douchey.
What, having a fan page?
Yeah.
You have a Twitter account. I mean, what's
that's not douchey. That's me on Twitter.
Just don't like
it's
not fairly douchey. It's like term fan page.
Well, it says become a fan or like
Then
well, it was the solution they had before where if people wanted to get your updates, but you didn't want them subscribing to like your photos of that you're putting up of your friends and your family. I get that.
He totally stepped right on your dick. I saw that.
Yeah, he does that all the time.
That's the bonus.
Now he's sitting on my dick. This is getting weird.
Yeah. all right. I'm going to see voter turnout in the UK. Hey, Barb, while I'm looking this up, you can shout from off camera. Do they have, what's voter turnout like in Canada? Do they make you vote, or is it by choice? Okay, she says by choice.
She looked to her parents for the answer.
Ah, did she really?
Who are off camera hiding.
Barb might not have been of age to vote in the time that there was an election. All right, here's voter turnout elections in the UK. Real quick, does UK have a higher voter turnout or less than America?
I'm going to guess
America.
Less, significantly less.
They have dropped off significantly, but they still have a higher turnout than America.
Really?
They have had as high as the mid-80s, like 85%. In 2001, it looks like they had about 60, and that was their low point.
I would have thought that with the date always changing and not being consistent, that it would be difficult to try to wrangle everyone to vote. But I guess not.
Of the four major regions in the UK, England, Wales, Scotland, and North Ireland, what do you think has the lowest voter turnout?
Northern Ireland.
You are correct. Last election, they had 57.6. So.
The more you know.
Did we ever talk about this story? Like, there was that sign in Wales that was written in Welsh?
Yeah, we talked about this once on the
podcast. Yeah, it was like a road sign, and in Welsh it said, I'm out of the office. Please email me after October 10th, and I will get back to you when I'm in the office. Because someone had sent off a piece of English to be translated to Welsh for the sign, and the guy was out of the office on vacation, so his autoresponder kicked back that. So they thought that he was responding with the translation.
Wow. Yeah. So they posted on a sign his automated reply
for
being out of the office.
Like, trucks turn right, turn down the bridge or something. I don't know.
And I'll be out of the office for until November 5th.
Yeah.
Wow, that is fucking hilarious. Yeah. God, it's so stupid. It's so crazy what people do. Like, I embarrassed the shit out of myself because I just started using Facebook.
Yeah.
And I made a faux pas on Facebook, which I didn't know. I was trying to figure out how the fuck to change my profile photo. Uh-huh. And I couldn't figure it out because I put a picture of me from the Emmys is what I wanted for the new one instead of my podcast photo. I'll talk about this in a second. But anyway, so I'm trying to figure out how to change my profile photo. Uh-huh. And I clicked everything. And in clicking everything, I clicked like on my own photo, which apparently is a terrible thing to do.
What a
jackass. And everybody called me out on it.
Yeah, bullshit. You didn't like your own photo? Fuck that.
Nah, apparently I would get that.
If you shouldn't do it, the button shouldn't be there. If the button's there, fuck it. Like whatever you do.
All right. There you go. Have a little
firm
confidence.
I'm a believer in that.
So if there was an option.
Someone else took the picture.
Huh?
I like it if someone else took the picture.
No, I want to take the picture myself and like it.
So if there was an option,
sexy as shit.
If there was an option for auto like everything you do, would you check that?
Yes, I would. I would definitely, because I wouldn't do it if I didn't like it.
if you were running in an election, let's tie this all together, would you vote for yourself?
Yes.
Would you vote for yourself in an election?
Of what?
Anything.
Oh, yeah, why not?
What's that? Like, you're running for prime minister. Oh, God. That actually hurt my chest a little bit. So you're running for prime minister of the UK. Would you vote for yourself?
Yeah. What is always mental to me is that whenever someone comes into that position of power, there's always a residence where they go, like the White House or 10 Downing Street.
Go ahead.
So when they're not prime minister, like when they're not, they all have to move out. That sounds really like final to me. It's like, oh, get everything out, all your family, and then immediately someone else comes in. It might have completely different views.
Yeah.
I saw something on Reddit that was like when...
You also get Secret Service protection for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you probably also don't have to rent the U-Haul or yourself. I'm sure there are people who take care of stuff. You probably also don't have to move the furniture. I'm sure it's
probably
there.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It'd be weird to live there.
I mean, I think the White House is one big office, basically.
Yeah, but there's families there.
Happy to get the fuck out of there. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a thing on Reddit where it said, like, when the Clinton administration and George W. Bush came in, like, all the people underneath Clinton went around and just started erasing W's all around the White House, just, like, to fuck it up before George W. Bush came in.
Yeah, apparently there's a tradition of outgoing administrations playing small pranks on incoming administrations. And apparently, I think, the president also supposedly leaves a note in the desk for the next incoming president. And they number it, I think. It's like, I think when George W. Bush went out of office and Obama came in, it was like from 41 to 42.
Really?
Yeah.
I would draw a picture of a dick.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder if anyone has ever just like drawn a picture. Just like,
man, I mean, it seems like that presidents would really rely on former presidents for just like information about how the hell to get stuff done. Learning curve of being president must be enormously high. Well, I guess they learn it like, on the campaign trail.
It's like we always talk about how in the first year or two of a presidency, someone will age 10 years. Like, they instantly they go from being young-looking to, like, gray and tired-looking all the time.
Yeah.
I never want that responsibility.
Like, there's some kind of weight or knowledge that
they know something,
they
right?
They figure out.
They,
that, like,
they tell you something during orientation, you know? It's like, this is the bell to, like, get people to come to you. Here's your code word. Like, what's Obama's Secret Service name? Like, Geronimo or something? Or
is I don't know.
Bush, I think. Anyway, here's that, and also these are all the aliens. We want you to meet them. They're nice, but don't look them in the eye. Or something.
They live upstairs. It wouldn't be allowed on the weekends.
It wouldn't be like that. It'd be in the movies where the guy under the president would know, but the president himself wouldn't know. Like Independence Day.
Yeah.
Mr. President, I think you should say something.
Plausible deniability.
There's got to be something, right? I mean, one of the conspiracy theories. There's something. There's like. By the way, half the country is infected with this disease. They're all going to die in 30 years. So.
I read that there was once a time where there's some moments where there's not a president.
What do you mean, there's some moment?
Well, like, the vice president can't just immediately become president straight away. He has to be sworn in,
I believe.
Yeah. So, like, after JFK got shot in the back of the face, there was no president for like an hour or something.
Back of the face, is that where he got shot?
Well, they have to declare him dead and then they have to then.
Well, there was a point when Reagan was going in for a colonoscopy. And they were going to cut polyps out of his colon. And George H. Bush was made president for 6 hours while Reagan was under anesthesia.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
So I guess if anything happens and decisions need to be made.
Could you imagine if he came out from that operation and, like, shit was just on fire and, like, aliens attacked?
Reagan would have fixed it. He'd been like, no, fuck you aliens. Get the fuck out.
Release our hostages.
Yeah.
So
he'd have bombed them or something. Reagan didn't give a fuck, dude. Reagan, was it Iraq? He just bombed them in the middle of the night. Just like, didn't declare war or anything. Just like, they were fucking around. They were being terrorists. Bombed them. You never heard about Gaddafi ever again.
Well,
Gaddafi was in Libya, not Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
Before you get
not Iraq. I meant Libya. I meant Libya. I said Iraq, but I meant Libya. Yeah. We were friends with Iraq in the 80s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Obama went and got bin Laden. Just did it.
Hmm?
I don't think he just... I feel like that was an ongoing process.
Did we know that was going
to
happen?
For a long time, people were like, let's not go for bin Laden. And then
did we know? Like, no, they didn't call me on the phone to let me know. Like, I didn't get the email update.
Yeah, but nobody knew that operation was in progress.
You're right. The secret operation run by the elite special forces? Yeah, they didn't let everyone know. They
actually,
didn't just email blast the United States.
Do you remember who leaked that information?
It was the guy on Twitter in Pakistan, right?
No, there was a guy live tweeting it about a helicopter landing, and he was in Pakistan.
Right.
But there was a celebrity who tweeted about it because he found out about it before they officially announced it.
Which celebrity was it?
It was The Rock. The Rock, like, released
that. He should be.
Somehow he knew. I don't know if he has ties to Special Forces or what.
I had never heard that. I didn't know that was true.
That can't be true.
I'll look it up, make sure.
Do you know what he's doing? He can take care of anything.
I looked at The Rock, and the second thing is The Rock Osama bin Laden tweet.
Good job, Google.
It would have been so good if he was actually there.
They're going to make a movie about it, and it's going to be really shitty.
Yeah,
I love The Rock. Long before Obama spoke to the nation and before media outlets reported the news, The Rock took to Twitter and posted, "Just got word that will shock the world. Land of the free, home of the brave. Damn proud to be an American right now."
How did he get like an early memo?
Yep.
He's got America, security clearance.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that when that happened. But yeah, I guess, but he, you know, we weren't, I mean, it's tough because Al-Qaeda is not a country. But we were technically at war with them, even though we weren't technically at war. This horrible gray, this whole, we're in politics now. I'd rather talk about science than politics. But we were not in any kind of like war or anything with Libya.
I just like that picture where everyone's looking at the screen.
That's an intense photo.
Yeah.
With just emotion.
The internet has taken it and just ruined it with pictures.
I love it. It's awesome.
Internet does it with every single photo ever.
So Halloween's coming up pretty soon in a couple weeks. You guys got any big plans? Y'all going to do anything?
Halloween is actually a really big holiday in Austin, 6th Street, where all the clubs are. They get about 1 million people packed in there for 6th Street.
I made the mistake of trying to go to 6th Street last Halloween with Michael and Lindsay and a few friends of mine. It was awful. We ended up getting out of the car in the middle of a traffic jam and totally abandoning Lindsay in the car.
Did you really?
Lindsay in a car?
It was Lindsay and Michael were driving, myself, Aaron, and a friend of mine I'll call Steve. And both Steve and Aaron were feeling
Is his
sick.
Name Steve?
No, it's not Steve.
Okay.
No.
I had a feeling it would be.
No. But no, we ended up, they were feeling really sick, like they were going to be nauseous or they were going to be ill. So I was like, hey, guys, we have to bail on this whole insane 6th Street downtown thing.
Miles,
an interesting Halloween ever.
You're like the worst date ever. I mean, it's true.
But it must work. You ended up with the girl.
When you first started dating Aaron, you abandoned her at Schlitterbahn at the water park with Carrie.
Yeah.
And then it's Halloween, you're like jumping out of cars and leaving people behind?
I left for Aaron. I was like, Aaron, I'm going to walk you home because you're feeling like poop. And then I abandoned my friends from work.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So you abandoned your friends and coworkers.
Yes. But that is a running theme with you, though, is abandonment.
What's that?
That's no! You have to abandon someone.
That's not true.
Every story you've told so far, hanging out with other people like that.
Okay. I got stories. You want stories? I'll give you stories.
Well, here's one. We had a question from the chat, which is, have any of you ever had really memorable costumes for Halloween? Gus, I would imagine you abandoned dressing up for Halloween at like 6.
It was pretty early. I want to say it was like 8.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like you'd want the attention.
Yeah. No, I did not.
Yeah. But you would go to the door and you'd be like, forget it. I'm here to deliver your paper. That's it.
No, just not even.
I was Ellis from Left 4 Dead 2 2 years ago, and I got really drunk, and I was in character all night, and that was real memorable. I'm sure everyone fucking hated me at that party, but I had the time of my life. I made out with what are the blue people from Avatar? Navis?
Yeah. You made out with a blue man group?
I made out with a girl that was dressed as a Navi, and I went. I was outside in front of the house, and good times were had, and then I went back inside. And I was like, hey, dude, what's going on? Because I was still in my awful accent. And everybody started laughing. And I'm like, man, I'm real good at this impression. But they were laughing because I had blue paint all over my face.
Yeah.
Did she give you a blue finger?
Did you get it?
I'm not going to answer that question because it sounds really loaded.
Did you get a blue job?
I'm not going to get a blue job. Sadly, not that night.
We can always say good morning from the party today. I got blue at the party tonight. Did you ever
be really disappointed in that story? Guys, I got blue tonight. Really?
We gotta get Fleshlight as a sponsor somehow. I don't know how, but because we talk about him so much. Did you know Fleshlight has a Navi?
Yeah.
What? Does it come with like a little tail that you insert in this?
Oh, gross. No, I don't know. You can hook your ponytail into it.
A generic alien.
Is it Tula?
As well?
What does that mean, generic alien?
Like, not a Navi, but like a weird alien one. I want to say they do. Maybe I'm thinking of the Navi
Here's
one.
Here's a weird colored Fleshlight. Have fun.
I don't want to pull it up and insert it into the screen.
I'll do it.
We'll put it in the linked up, and then she'll be like, that's highly inappropriate.
I don't want to.
How are they not a sponsor? We talk about Fleshlight so often, spontaneously.
Someone got offended last week's podcast because we showed that gross video at the end, and they said that it wasn't fair that they had to watch that. And I said, well, don't
What video
watch
was that?
It was the fun gross website. Food one at the end.
Yeah.
So, well, then don't watch it.
Yeah, and we said it was gross.
Whoa! You can't do that.
What was that?
I was just
Butts
showing him
and dicks and stuff.
I was just showing him like screenshots.
I hate that you can't unsee things.
Okay, all right.
It needs to be If there was something you could install that it was like it just flashed the last 10 seconds of memory out, would you do it?
I can give you a concussion if you want. We'll see. We'll keep doing.
Everything's
it
progress. Jeez, this site is. It's pretty relentless. Okay.
Why don't you want to see that?
Let me see here.
It's just like fake vaginas and stuff.
Dude, did you hear about that?
You
want
to be in the mood for that, though.
coming out, I think it was like some small village in China. Some dude found what he thought was like a really crazy.
They are committed, dude.
Flashlight.
Yeah. No, it was. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And China. They said it was on that news report.
Oh yeah, they had it.
And they were like watering it and stuff.
What was the video? What was the video we showed at the end of last week?
It was the food one, like where the guy ate gross stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen the video they showed.
You know, there was a video shown live on the air on Fox this week where they saw a dude shoot himself.
Why'd they show that?
Well, they didn't mean to. It was a live feed where there's a thing in this country where we love watching.
It's on a delay, though, isn't it?
It was on a delay, and you could hear Shepard Smith going, stop, and then the guy kills himself, and they come back to Shepard Smith. He's like this. He was pissed.
He, yeah.
That's bad news.
Yeah, I think he was saying, like, cut away. It was a police chase. People love watching police chases. That's what Bernie was going to say.
There's been a few suicides on TV. It's pretty disturbing.
It's pretty disturbing to see a suicide. That's always a bad thing.
Podcast number one is.
Yeah, woo!
Yay! We're talking about Halloween and flashlights.
Yeah, so
combination, by the way.
Any memorable costumes ever? I imagine you never dressed up. Yeah, but it takes so much effort.
Halloween for me was dodging eggs.
Dodging eggs?
Yeah, people just egg houses and like bog roll.
You've been hit with eggs before. Why? What is with
so,
eggs?
So in the UK, they're more on the trick side of Halloween as opposed to the treat side.
Yeah.
Here in the US, we're more on the treat side.
Yeah, but you'd knock on a door, you'd say trick or treat, and get like a bucket of water from the roof or something.
I like their version way better than our version, man.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun. It'd be fun to have like if April Fool's was combined with Halloween. It was okay to pull pranks on people you don't know at all.
What age do you think Halloween goes from being cute and innocent candy Halloween to being
slutty?
Everyone dresses like a slut.
Yeah. You know what? I just think for girls' costumes now, they just add slutty to the beginning of anything.
You could be slutty anything.
You know what was one of the most unattractive outfits in the world?
What?
In reality? A nurse's outfit. You ever seen the way a nurse really dresses?
Oh, like they loose, like... like weird off turquoise, like stethoscope kind of thing.
Right, they wear the scrubs, and they wear like the loose fitting scrubs, or like they get like the crazy nurse who wears the Snoopy print scrubs, and it's just like it's the most unattractive outfit ever. And then you see a nurse for Halloween, and it's like this white outfit with the red cross, the little hat.
Do you remember that girl who was in Australia who was dressed as a TARDIS?
What?
Yes, I do.
That was pretty good. Outfit.
I remember she dressed a TARDIS from Doctor Who?
Yeah, and then I asked her if she was bigger on the inside, and she really didn't like that.
Yeah, funny question, but it was she ran away.
Such a bad look.
She didn't like that very much. Yeah, but she looked good in her TARDIS outfit. But you know, you were asking like, what's the age? Too? Like, what is the age when you have to cut off going trick or treating?
12, 13?
I would say 13 or 14.
Somewhere in there.
I'm immature though. So.
One time I was at a Halloween party years ago. This must have been like 10 years ago now. And I was a little tipsy. And this girl sat down next to me. And she had a baseball glove on her head. It was like tied to her head. And I was like, oh, that's funny. You're a catch, right? She said, yeah. And she's like, no one else has gotten the costume all night. And we started talking. Like, we started really hitting it off. And she's like, yeah, my boyfriend asked if I was a baseball. And I was like, oh, that sucks. And then, like, as if on cue, he, like, perked up from across the party and saw, like, his girlfriend talking to me. And, like, marched over and started, like... You're getting in my face, growing me. I was like, I'm sorry that I understood your girlfriend's costume. I'll leave now.
Halloween, man.
I love protective guys. They're so easy to mess with.
What'd you do? You didn't do anything?
I didn't do anything. I was just talking to her.
You should have said, look, I'm just dressed as a fucking wimpy nerd. I'll beat the shit out of you.
I'm an MMA fighter.
What were you dressed as?
I think I was dressed as a...
Someone really good at math?
I was dressed as a cholo with the guayabera and the hairnet and everything.
Fuck, you should have worked that. You should have been like, fuck you, Holmes. I wait. Come on. Step to me again. Hey, I want to bring up, though, this is interesting to bring this up. So one of our Rooster Teeth alums, Emily Hagens, she has a Kickstarter going right now for a script that's about... it's called Grow Up Tony Phillips. It's on Kickstarter. She's raising money for a new film. It's going to be her fourth feature. What is she, like 12? How old is she? 20? She's 20 years old?
I think she's 20.
God, it's going to be her fourth feature. She's raising money for Kickstarter, on Kickstarter right now for it. It's Grow Up Tony Phillips. We'll put it in the linked up. And if you're watching this live, I'll tweet it right now.
A couple months ago, I was looking for something to watch on Netflix. on the Xbox. So I thought, I'm going to pick something random. I'm just going to hit down a bunch of times. Then I'm going to hit, you know, to the right a bunch of times. So whatever it lands on, that's what I'm going to watch. So totally random. Wasn't looking at the screen. When I looked
up... You don't have shit to do, do you? You have nothing to do at all.
I was desperate. It was on the documentary about her film, about Emily filming her first movie.
Get out of here!
Yeah, I was like, holy shit, I haven't seen this, so I watched it.
She has a documentary about
it. Yeah. There's a making of... I think
Pathogen?
Yeah, I mean, that's what the movie's called.
Yeah.
But the documentary's called something else, like Behind
the Making of. Did you watch the documentary?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, she's like 14 or 15 in it, and it's like, it follows her to school, and like talking about the movie in like her school cafeteria.
Huh.
So, cool. Yeah, you should just check it out.
Jack says, Jack just messaged me and said, it's called Zombie Girl is the name of it, is the name of the documentary.
Oh, okay, there you go. Zombie Girl. You are correct.
It's her documentary. Jack, it's her documentary. Is that what she says?
What? Jack. Documentary about her.
Put down the sandwich.
No, don't look at the TV.
You look at
the
camera. Jack, what's that?
You look at the camera. Don't look at the monitor.
Hi, Jack.
Be a professional.
This is how things work.
Yeah. It's about her.
They can't see you through the monitor.
Halloween's a magical time.
Oh, look, he's talking about wanting to beat up Gavin and pissing off the audience.
Oh, yeah?
So we had several audio problems last week, one of which was Jack's beard. We did not test for that. And before you come back on the podcast, we need a little bit of trim in the microphone area because it was just rubbing constantly on the microphone.
Here's what we do. We trim his beard on the podcast. That's what we do.
I'd watch that.
We'll see if we can get him to do it.
Man, peer pressure is the best.
When you get the beard gets that long, though, does he shampoo it and condition it, or is it just?
It's surprisingly soft. It looks like a.
That's not what it is. It did not sound soft on the microphone.
You know what's really surprising is that you know that. That's a surprising part of that.
I've had a little grip on it. Yeah.
You've had what?
A little rub.
Grip.
A little grip on it.
Mm.
The noise did not help.
And the noise in that face were not good. They were not. That was not your friend.
I was trying to get someone on this podcast to eat one of those ghost pepper.
You have them in your pocket.
Yeah.
What?
Wait. Eat it.
Like little sweet.
Eat it right now.
Do it. It's gross. Do you want to do one?
Is it in your pocket? Right. Why the fuck do you have ghost peppers in your pocket?
Not ghost pepper. It's like a little candy thing.
He's
going
to try to convince somebody to eat it because he's an asshole.
Yeah.
No, I've done that before. That was an awful.
Hey, what is that?
Just like a little flavor.
No, I'm not going to do that again.
Cheesy nuggets, right?
Yeah.
Cheesy nuggets. Yeah.
What is that?
Spelled stupid, right? Spelled in a dumb way.
This is. World's hottest ghost pepper spicy watermelon candy.
What?
I like how I can intrude on your space.
Ingredients: sugar, water, glucose, citric acid.
Fuck you, pepper.
Artificial coloring, made with Buccellokia. Well, I mean,
do it.
It's not even in the list. You'd be dumb not to eat it.
Come on,
Miles.
No,
Miles. I'll pay you $20 on the spot right now.
No.
Yeah, beer right there.
I can do it.
Come on.
You gotta be here.
I did it. No, okay.
Look,
I've
Miles,
done this before.
This is the fucking big league.
I've done this before, and it was awful.
This
was
is
terrible.
Live on video. Open up. Look.
No, fuck you. What is it? Live on video.
It's a spicy watermelon candy made with Buccellokia.
You know what? Actually, the worst part about this is I hate watermelon candy. We did an immersion that I don't think we showed anywhere else, which was our artificial flavors immersion.
Yeah.
We showed that at PAX one year. Did we ever put that online?
I don't think so.
That was that was like a sponsor.
It was a weird immersion because it wasn't really video game related. It's where I've always had a kind of a fascination with artificial flavors, like watermelon. I've never had a watermelon that tastes like watermelon flavor.
Yeah, grape does not taste like grape. Grape is purple.
All right, well, someone should do it, right?
So we took a bunch of fruit.
Give me a little bit.
And we injected them with artificial flavor. To where, like, an orange tasted like orange, and grapes tasted like grape. And we set it out for people to try, and it was weird. It was really weird. It actually kind of, I hate to say it, it made the fruit taste better.
What's funny is, you know, you set it up, and you did it hidden camera style in the break room here at the studio for people to eat and react to. I saw all the food on the table and thought, that's not clean. I'm not going to eat any of that stuff. So I refused to eat it. I wouldn't eat any of it because it was out there, and I didn't see the process of it being unpacked and put out.
You're
and I was
smart.
Convinced that it was all tainted and dirty.
Yeah, they were making fun of me just today because I have a thing, and I think it's totally okay to say this without sounding like an asshole. When people send us food or bring us food at a convention, I don't eat food that people give me.
Yeah. If it's sealed beer, I don't do it. But that's it.
Yeah, like maybe beer or something like that. But like people bring like home baked goods and they hand them to you. It's really nice, but I'm like, they want me to try it right there, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to eat food.
Hey, Miles is going to eat this.
Yeah, do it.
It looks. I was expecting like some sort of like pickled pepper thing. This looks like a.
It's just a candy.
It tastes like watermelon.
Oh, good. Well, that's what it is. It's just a watermelon candy.
No, it doesn't. Fuck that. Oh, my God. That's really fucking...
I want to try some.
It starts to burn. Oh, fuck.
We're going to lose people. We can't have everybody go down.
Can I go down? We're only about 5 minutes left in the podcast anyway.
It's not... It's definitely not as bad as the real thing, but I'm not going to eat that.
Oh, my God.
Go on.
Wow. That was like... Why did you do that? Pieces of that candy. Put it back in the bag.
For
put it back in the bag.
Home,
give up
Gavin's
fast. Give up fast.
Regretting his decision.
Put it in the
bag.
Wait,
hold on. I'm going to time you. Try to make a minute.
No, no, no. Believe in yourself.
I'll make a minute.
You're fine.
Nah.
You're not sick.
Nah.
Yeah. Mind over matter.
It's getting warm.
It's not hot. No, it's not. It's so cool. It's like the...
Give me the package. I want to make sure it doesn't say not to eat more than one.
Too late.
This is like when you had your first pill and Jack just massaged it.
This contains sugar, water, glucose, citric acid.
Gavin
acid,
looks like he's
artificial coloring and boot jalokia.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You are... Oh, he's gone.
Mute your mic before you do anything gross.
No, do something gross.
He's running to the trash can. He's off. Gross.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Jeez. I'm proud of you, man.
How you feeling?
You made it 30 seconds.
I will give you $1,000.
What? What?
$1,000. You're not circumcised, right? If you place this remaining single boot jalokia candy in your foreskin,
people should give that candy out of Halloween.
You're sick.
$1,000.
I don't want to be right now. My tongue is still burning.
I'm not doing it.
That was not pleasant. You can't do it. He ate all of them.
No, there's one left. There's literally
one
in there. Yeah.
You know what to do, Barry.
I literally would take one out of his mouth and eat it, though, because I think it would immediately sterilize itself.
Ooh.
As hot as that pepper is.
No, but it's not temperature hot. It's just Scoville hot.
You want to try it?
That doesn't.
I wouldn't actually do that.
Yeah. You two get baby ones.
No.
But I will say this, though. It's one of the things I like about Michael Jones. Rage quit Michael.
He will do whatever.
That's not that he'll do this kind of stuff. I like that he doesn't give a shit about, like, germs or food or any of that stuff. Like, he'll let a pizza sit on his desk for a day.
And he's been sick for how long?
That's an anomaly. He's just got a little bit sick. No,
that's correlation.
But he doesn't get, like, food poisoning or any of those other fake things. You look awful, by the way. You look pale as shit.
How are you doing?
He did get food poisoning.
When?
Why he stopped leaving the food out for, like, a day and eating.
Yeah.
He ate, like, a Taco Bell quesadilla that had been left out for a day. And
Taco Bell's not food.
Yeah, you could have stopped at Taco Bell.
He was paying for it.
Ugh. Was he?
Yeah.
No, right,
so he has suffered by his own admission. He used to talk like you a big game about how he never had it until he tempted fate one too many times.
So advice from the live chat is, Gavin, just think about it and you'll get over it.
Yeah,
just concentrate on it.
Thanks, chat.
It won't catch up on you.
That's Gavin's own advice.
Yeah.
It's like being sick. It's exactly the same thing.
There you go.
So as much as I hate to say this, we do need to wrap up.
We don't have to do that. So Gavin and I had this discussion earlier about what is the word that you misunderstood for the longest period, latest in your life? Like, what was your friend's word that he doesn't understand? He thought chimney was...
Chimley.
Chimley.
C-H-I-M-L-E-Y. He thought it was a chimley.
And he can read the word and write the word, but he would say it as chimley whenever he spoke it.
Huh.
So what's a word that you... Like, for me, the word epitome... I would read it in books, not a very common word, but I would read it as epitome when I read it. And then finally it clicked with me that it's like, oh, that's the word epitome.
Sometimes when I would
I know that word.
I used to read biopic, I would read it as biopic.
Biopic. I would do that too.
Yeah.
A biopic.
I could see that.
The hammer, also the Spartan armor, the Mjolnir armor.
Yeah.
I read the Halo books. I read the Fall of Reach. And if my brain comes across a word that it doesn't know how to pronounce, it will just look at some of the words that are there and just come up with it. So Mjolnir, it's like M-J-L-O-L-N-I-R. Yeah, something like that. The first time I came across it, like, I didn't take a moment and be like, how do you pronounce that? It was like, John put on his modulinear armor. Like, I don't know why, like, it just did that.
Modulinear.
Modulinear. In my head, I pronounced that word as modulinear throughout the entire book.
Did you guys see the really cool reveal about Halo 4 this week that came out?
What was the reveal?
Yeah. They revealed the Mantis, the mech in Halo 4.
What the best thing about the mech is that it has a crouching function that is not useful whatsoever. You can't, like, the thing's enormous. All it's going to be used for is teabagging.
Yeah. Nice. Well, there's other stuff, too. Yeah, but people are pointing out the fact that it's really funny that a guy in armor gets in a big armored tank, basically.
Well, it's big weapons, big guns that you can't carry.
No, but it's funny. But it's just like the guy's like already in a super-powered armored suit. He puts on a bigger armored suit.
That was one of those awesome things, though.
That's
not
armor.
When we saw it earlier, we were like, what is this? And it just goes, and we were just like, oh.
It was pretty cool. We spent a lot of time fucking around with it.
Can I have another beer? My mouth is
burning. Yeah, you can have another beer.
That's a good solution. The solution for when you have something really spicy is to drink a lot of alcohol really fast. It cuts it down.
Well, we do need to wrap. For a while.
Dinner again. We actually had dinner before the podcast, we think.
Someone who came by, I want to say it was Maggie. What was the woman's name?
Maggie and Laura.
Maggie and Laura sent us a $75 gift card to Home Slice. So we went and picked up a bunch of Home Slice before we recorded today.
By the way, this is not a call for people to send us stuff.
Please don't. We're not doing
that. I had a weird thing happen this week where I got in the mail probably the weirdest gift. Not the weirdest gift, but it was like, I can't accept this gift that I've ever gotten. Somebody sent me an iPad. Did you see that?
You got an iPad?
Yeah, somebody sent me an iPad.
You already own an iPad.
No, I know, but it's like somebody was trying to get like...
Was it definitely addressed to you?
Yeah, because
I ordered an iPad.
It was a pitch thing. It was like they were trying to show me their thing, and I sent it on this iPad so you'd look at it. And I'm like, that'll work, but I'm not keeping the iPad.
Yeah.
And don't send me a bunch of iPads because I'm not going to return them.
So this guy's got a digital file.
I will return this one, though. I'm not keeping this guy's.
And his method of sending the digital file was to put it on an iPad and mail it to you.
Yep. I did that with something similar to that where for our first movie, The Schedule, I sent it to Kevin Smith to have him get a look at it, and I sent it with one of the props from the movie, which was a baseball bat with a railroad spike through it, which was Dexter's weapon. I use the name Dexter a lot, which now it's fucking ruined by the show Dexter, because that was a name I always used in scripts, was the name Dexter.
Yeah,
I always liked it.
Tex was supposed to be Dex.
Well, Dexter is Dexter Griff, so I moved it over to Griff, So anyway, so I did that too, and I never got a response back.
When we did the first Drunk Tank Awards, when we would still mail out trophies, we sent flip cameras with each of the trophies.
We did.
To see if anyone would send something cool back. And for years now, Valve has been promising to send us something cool.
But we shouldn't call Valve out because nobody did anything. Nobody sent us back. We wanted people to record an acceptance speech for getting the... We said, here, we're going to provide you with the camera. Just send us your acceptance speech and we'll play it on the podcast. And if not, you're not obligated to do anything. Just keep the flip if you want as a thank you for making cool stuff.
Total shot in the dark, just let's see what happens kind of thing.
And Valve was at least nice enough to acknowledge it and say they were going to do something and didn't, but everyone else was just like, hey, free camera.
Never heard from anyone else.
So I now have to send this iPad back to the UK.
From the UK?
Man, I came from the UK.
I'm going there. I'll take it back with me.
Yeah, and you will. If you wanted to and have the guy meet you at MCM, he'll probably go. Totally do that. Then you could just watch an iPad on the plane.
Sweet, let's do it.
Griff. So I moved it over to Griff, So anyway, so I did that too, and I never got a response back.
When we did the first Drunk Tank Awards, when we would still mail out trophies, we sent flip cameras with each of the trophies.
We did.
To see if anyone would send something cool back. And years now, Valve has been promising to send us something cool.
But we shouldn't call Valve out because nobody did anything. Nobody sent us back. We wanted people to record an acceptance speech. Forgetting the, it was in here, we're going to provide you with the camera, just send us your acceptance speech and we'll play it on the podcast. And if not, you're not obligated to do anything. Just keep the flip if you want as a thank you for making cool stuff.
Total shot in the dark, just let's see what happens kind of thing.
And Valve was at least nice enough to acknowledge it and say they were going to do something and didn't, but everyone else was just like, hey, free camera.
Never heard from anyone else.
So I now have to send this iPad back to the UK.
From the UK?
Man, I came from the UK.
I'm going there. I'll take it back with me.
Yeah, you will. If you wanted to and have the guy meet you at MCM, he'll probably go. Totally do that. Then you could just watch an iPad on the plane.
Sweet, let's do it.
And that won't, void the warranty or anything.
An iPad already.
You can return it, right?
Yeah.
How many iPads do you like to travel with before they think you're importing them?
What?
You have to pay import on stuff you buy in the US, right? But if I already own it, you don't do that.
I'm sure. I don't know.
I don't know. Why did you bring yours to that? Do you have 80 other iPads you're bringing over to London?
I'm bringing two back with me.
You're bringing two... why are you bringing two iPads back to London?
So people in my family want them. And also dead sheep over here.
So you are importing them.
Yeah.
So what's the level at which they figure out what I'm doing? Is what you should.
It's like you're allowed 200 boxes of cigarettes before they go, hey,